Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. You can't make it up. It's real. OSHA is after us again. They are so creative. I got my details on this latest regulatory overreach from last Thursday's Wall Street Journal and former Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns. And I quote this: since the 1970s, annual federal appropriations bills have explicitly prohibited the federal government workplace from descending on small family farms. And it says, OSHA does not have jurisdiction over farming operations with 10 or fewer employees. However, OSHA decided to classify family farms as commercial grain handlers. They think that should give them the authority to regulate the grain storage facility. Secretary Johanns called their action absurd, a violation of the law. And from my perspective, I am shocked. I guess I should not be surprised. My farm fits their definition, and we have grain storage, we have less than 10 employees, and it's a family farm. Former Ag Secretary Johanns is senator from Nebraska now. OSHA recently fined a small Nebraska farm $130,000. For what? No one was hurt. I guess their farm didn't have a written plan to control fugitive grain dust in their grain storage bins. Now, since the case is still being litigated, OSHA says they can't comment. Another example is a father and son farming operation in Ohio with one employee. An OSHA inspector showed up on their farm, began pressing them and questioning them. After the Ohio farm contested OSHA's claims, OSHA withdrew all citations against the farm. Maybe OSHA will come to realize that agriculture is not going to take their kind of unlawful overreach laying down. We need to stand our ground. This is a growing problem for agriculture and other industries. In the first place, President Obama's agenda is to regulate more. Government knows best, of course. And second, it is not surprising that regulatory agencies will look for more things to regulate anyway. That's how they justify their existence. The best solution is to cut their budgets, take their money away. And I am John Block from Washington.